Hello.
Yes, this is Ashley returning a call from customer support.
Hi. Let's see, which one were you again? I had noticed that my credit card was charged this January and December, and I did not authorize those charges.
And what's your zip code?
54636.
Okay, and the first and last name?
Brenda Watson.
And also verify the mailing address.
428 Moore Street, Holman, Wisconsin, 54636.
Okay, so I have here on January, I'm sorry, December 8th, you did order the keto natural weight loss supplement and a cleanse detox, and you paid the shipping for $6.70 and $7.45, and this was a 14-day trial. Because you completed that trial, you were charged December 24th for the product that you had as a trial, and then your monthly subscription started on January 25th.
I don't remember ever seeing anything about that. Was it in small writing?
It's actually in bold print, where we ask if you're 18 years or older to receive the product. And then it tells you that it's a 14-day trial that you'll be purchasing today and that you'll need to call customer support to cancel or you'll be charged for the product. And then a subscription will activate 30 days later.
Cancel my subscription then, and I am contacting my credit card because I don't remember ever seeing that. And for which specific one was this? The keto what?
This is the Keto Extend.
Okay. Then how does those charges show up on my account? Is it the try really skinny diet or what is it the other one?
It's diet and muscle.
I don't have any charges from that I saw,
Okay.
unless it,
91 to
they have the
89.
description wrong.
The original charge is 91.89, and then we have the monthly subscription at 92.90.
Okay, so my bank doesn't, my credit card doesn't even have that name listed right there. They have something else listed. Okay.
Okay.
But it's at, for the 9290. Yeah, just take me off that list and I will be contacting my credit card. And then I see that there was another charge, but it says a whole different number. And it looks like it was the exact same thing as the keto ascend or whatever.
Right, and it's a different number to cancel on the automated system.
Yep, I see that per my charge.
Okay, now I understand that you want to contact your credit card or your bank, but when we do the dispute process, they're going to contact us, and we have to provide the terms and conditions that you agreed to when you paid for the trial,
That's fine.
as well as the tracking number showing that the products were delivered. At that point, they wouldn't be able to proceed with the
Well,
dispute.
when I went back onto my all of my emails, I could not find figure out how to cancel either.
Yes, ma'am. We
In
tell
my
you
emails,
to
I could
call
not figure
customer
it out.
support to cancel.
Was